Rory, thank you very much. I want to, you know, make a fulsome apology to the electorate for not speaking to you before now.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
Because we helped me in a conversation.
I'm so glad we got this sorted
and
now.
And your handlers and my handlers, I understand you had a big team working on this trying to get me, but your producer and his team.
Two of us.
Let's talk.
No problem. Okay, so can you just introduce yourself?
I'm Martine O'Mullior. I'm the Sinn Féin candidate and hopeful in the exciting constituency of South Belfast in the Westminster election.
Okay, so a lot of this constituency is actually made up of students. Now, students don't actually always vote in this area, but they do live here most of the year. If you were elected as an MP, what would you do to ensure that students' voices are heard?
Well, I think the exam should be easier. But setting that aside, because that's really a joke, I actually think young people's voices are heard in the society, and perhaps if when politicians finally catch up with the people, they'll also catch up with the young people. And I don't agree with the proposition that young people are apathetic. And tonight, as we were in this beautiful hallowed hall in Queen's University, a lot of young people were outside City Hall in a vigil in solidarity with the people in Nepal. So what I would like to do to ensure that voice is heard is to bring people into the corridors of power, as it were, to make sure that if we are, that young people are with us as well, so that they can speak out and speak up. The other thing is this, that every day across this constituency, I'm at the coalface of change and of hardship often, with the homeless, with those on benefits, those who are seeking work, young people who are trying to get back into training. And I think our young people at Queen's in particular have a big role to play in that, and are playing that role.
And if you had to name, just off the top of your head, three issues that you think are really important to students at this minute in time, what would they be?
Well, I presume that the cost of education, even though we have managed to cap tuition fees and remain resolutely committed to that, it still can often be the case that if you don't have a strong bank account at home, that it's difficult to stay at university. And we know that it's tough then for some working class people to stay the course at university, to stay for the 4 years. So the cost of tuition, I presume, is a big issue. Secondly, I think that young people want to have jobs when they come out. Youth unemployment was at 20%. It's down about 17%, but 17% is an indictment of all of us, and all of us need to do more. It's not good enough, in my view, to say that youth unemployment is falling and that unemployment generally is falling. Because as a society, if we can't provide work for our young people starting out in their careers, then we're failing. So much more to do in that. The third thing that strikes me is that, and it's linked to education, employment and career opportunities, is that when I left Queen's in 1980, I was unemployed for 2 years during a recession. But young people were able to get into the labour market and climb through the labour market a lot quicker. I could meet students now, 27, former students, 27, 28, and they still haven't got that permanent job. So it seems to me the pressure, downward wage pressure on students is extreme, and also the issue of actually getting jobs at all. So those are three big issues that I would have thought, but I'm sure a student will tell me what the big issues really are.
Okay, and you have quite a big presence on Twitter as well, but some of your critics would say that you tweet a lot, but you don't actually do that much practically. What would your response to that be?
Well, I suppose what I would say is that if those critics have created as many jobs across Belfast as I've created over the last 20 years, I've invested strongly and wisely in working class communities. I have built up a strong business. I'm always backing our entrepreneurs and trying to find more venture capital to make it possible. And one example of that is Crescent Capital, based here right beside Queen's University. Last St. Patrick's Day, we managed to convince the New York State Controller to invest $15 million in their equity fund, the biggest ever single investment in an equity fund here. And I'm happy to say that I played my part in making that possible. I've also been to Allstate's headquarters in Chicago, I've been to Concentric headquarters in California, asking those companies, those big companies, to create more jobs here. And their message has been, if we can train more engineers, they'll put more jobs here. But as well as that, in this society, which is often divided, sadly, symbols are important. I was the first Lord Mayor to appoint a poet laureate in the city of Belfast, and there's a strong message that arts is the heart and soul of our society. First Lord Mayor to appoint 9 chaplains, including chaplains for the Buddhists, the Muslims, the Jews, the Hindu, and that was sending out a message that this city will be a shared city, that we will not be divided. So I think that in practical terms, if you actually follow the tweets, yes, there's some fun in there, but the engagements that I take part in, they are meaningful, they're substantial, and interestingly, tonight, the lady from Tuckmona came up to talk to me about something we had been involved in together. But this morning, for example, I was at Beechcroft inpatient facility for children and young people with complex mental health conditions. Very moving experience. You would have seen three tweets about that, but that has made a real impact on me as a person, and I hope that we can continue a relationship and engagement with Beechcroft so that we can help those young people on the path to recovery. And I'm really full of admiration for the work I saw going on in there. So often a tweet, it's there is a fun and there's engagement, but behind many of those tweets there are substantial pieces of work going on, and we will all, as politicians, stand or fall on our ability to deliver.
I guess people would say, because you're a member of Sinn Féin, if you were to be elected, you wouldn't take your seat in Westminster. So how could you then ensure people that are maybe thinking about voting for you that you actually will represent them and that you will make a change and uphold your promises?
Well, I suppose that's not a big issue for me, because when I go round doors, people say, well, we know that you were a stand-up representative, that you delivered on your pledges, you didn't make any promises you couldn't deliver on, that you said you would do more than any Lord Mayor had gone before for you to really stretch yourself to meet the unionist community halfway. We delivered on that. That you said you would do more to promote multiculturalism than any Lord Mayor came before you did that. So I don't think that's an issue. There is an issue, certainly, especially among the unionist community. If you're an abstentionist MP, can you represent me? And what I'm doing is I'm meeting many people individually and saying, I'm challenging myself to be the best MP South Belfast has had in 20 years, be a tireless ambassador and representative for every single person in South Belfast. So we make our pledges and then we have to deliver on them.
I just want to ask you, on the whole theme of being new Belfast and this whole new Lord Mayor, have you personally ever thought about ending the abstentionism policy?
No, I haven't. I like to deal, as my Buddhist chaplain used to say, live in the moment, and I like to deal with the practicalities of the political situation and the realities of the current political situation. So what I do is I take the current situation as Sinn Féin, don't take the seats, there's no prospect of taking their seats, but how do you make sure you're a great representative? And I think Pat Doherty, West Tyrone, Listen Alley, Army Barracks, £160 million education project starting, that's the sort of MP I want to be for my constituents.